We're here on Daf Nun Hey, on Daf Nun Amar Aleph, the Mishnah. This Mishnah deals with the case of somebody who appointed a shliach to be Mekadish on his behalf a woman in a place, and he designates which place, and the shliach on his own makes a decision to change that place, meaning he finds the woman in a different place, and that's where he's mekadish on behalf of the mishaleh. Ha'omer l'shlucho, say v'kadish li isha plonis b'makom ploni, v'holach ha'shliach v'kidsha b'makom acher eina mekudesh. The Mishnah says that when the mishaleh specifies a particular location, that's where he wants the kedusha to take place, he's makpid. He has a definite, deliberate decision and intention that the shliach should be mekadesh are in that place. And that's the purview, that's the extent of the shlichus. That limits the shlichus. The shliach is limited to that place. Rashi explains that in that place, people appreciate the mekadesh, they know him, they like him. And if someone would come to tell this woman in that place that, you know what, he's not such a good guy, they'll start speaking against him, his friends in that place will protect his reputation, the Mishaleach's reputation, and they'll protest any sort of bad Lashon Hara against him. And that's why he had a kpeda, he was very meticulous about specifying that place. That's the Reisha. The Sefer of the Mishnah says, however, that if he tells the Shliach, Harehi b'makom ploni, he says, you know where to find her? She's in such and such a place. That's where you can find her. And then the Shliach goes ahead, v'kidsha b'makom acher, he finds her in a different place. In that case, Harei Mekudesh, as here there was no kpeda on behalf of the Mishaleach. He was just trying to help out the shliach and tell the shliach, you know what, that's where you'll find her. The shliach found her somewhere else, and he was Mekadisha, that's good enough. The Gemara wants to know, we find almost an identical Mishnah with regard to a shliach haget, and this is a Masech Degin Daf Samach Hey. Ha'omer, a man says to his shliach, Tnu get ze le'ishti b'makom ploni, please deliver the get to my wife in that particular place. V'nasnu la, and the shliach, or in plural, the nasnu, the shluchim, went ahead and they gave her the get b'makom acher in a different place. Posel. The get is invalid. And why is that? The shliach, he went beyond the purview of his shlichus, he overstepped his bounds, so to speak. The mishaleach was makbid to divorce her in that particular place, and therefore the shliach no longer serves the role as shliach. The get is possible. However, in the sefer, harehi b'makom ploni, not tnu b'makom ploni, but harehi b'makom ploni, that's where you'll find her. V'nasno V'nasnu la b'makom acher, they found her in a different place and they delivered to get there kosher. Again, in this case, he's not being makpid dafka that the get should be delivered in a specific place. His kavan, his intention was that that's where you'll find the isha. So the Gemara says utzricha. We could not derive one from the other, our Mishnah in Gittin in Kiddushin from the Mishnah in Gittin, or vice versa. The Iyash Me'inon Legabi Kiddushin, if the Mishnah had taught me Kiddushin and only Kiddushin, is B'makom Dilekarva Ka'asi. The purpose of Kiddushin is to bring her close, right? He wants to marry her. And therefore he wants to be makpid that she'll hear good things about him in a certain place. Is Bahai Asra Rochamuli Velo Mimale Mili Iloye. In this particular place, those who love me and appreciate me will make sure that she doesn't hear any bad things about me. That's what he wants to start off his marriage. Ubahai Asra Sanuli. Maybe there are those who are my opponents in a different place. Is Mamali Mili Aloy. They will speak about me. They'll speak bad things about me. That's not what I want her to hear. And therefore he was mocked. Aval Gavi Gittin. However, the flip side, Dila Rachuka Ka'asi. In the case of Gittin, he's pushing her away. Now, this is not an act of love, but just the opposite. Is Amar, I would have thought, Lo Ich Basle, what difference it make to him whether or not he gives, the Shliach gives the get in this place or in that place. And Kamash Molon, the Mishnah wants to teach us a Chiddush that since the Minui Shlichus limits the Shlichus, that itself is a limitation in the Shlichus in Fartik. He said to the Shliach or the Shluchim, Tnu get Zelishti v'mokum ploni. That defines the Shlichus. We don't have rights to derive logical conclusions and expand the scope of the Shlichus. V'iyash, mean if we only had the Mishnah, Gabi Gerishin, in the case of Gerishin, we would have said that this din applies only to Gerishin. Why? It's not the greatest thing for his reputation that he is divorcing his wife. You know, that doesn't really build up. There's an element here of gnai, of gnus. Is b'hai asra nichalei denivaze. There's a certain place where he really doesn't care one way or the other if the people hear about the get. U'b'hai asra lo nichalei. But in other places, you know, which are more close to home, so to speak. I don't mean, you know, in terms of physical location, but in terms of, his friends and his social connections. There, it's a gnai. He doesn't want to get to be given there. Even though, again, you might argue eventually the word is going to get out, but there's no immediate repercussions. Aval Gabi Kiddushin. Kiddushin is not an act of gnai. On the contrary, you know, builds up his reputation. He's getting married. Emo lo ich pasle, what difference it make if he's Mekadisha here and Mekadisha there, Tzricha. And therefore we need the Mishnah to tell us this Kiddush in two places, both in Gittin and Kiddushin, in Kiddushin and Gittin. And in both cases, the Shliach is limited to a certain place, unless it's clear from the formulation of the meaning, the appointing of the Shliach, that he's giving him a helpful tip as to where he should locate the woman. Now the Mishnah, the second Mishnah here on the bottom of Daf Hey and Aleph, deals with the case of a man who is Mekadish and Isha on the condition that she has no Nidarim, or she has no Mumin. A man doesn't want to be married to a woman who carries with her a bunch of Nidarim. This Mishnah really appears primarily in Masechet Ksubos on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. It's repeated here because whereas the Mishnah there addresses the issue of Ksuba, he finds out to his dismay that she has Nidarim, she has Mumin, he divorces her, perhaps the Kedushin is invalid without paying the Ksuba. That's the subject of the Mishnah there. Does he have to pay the Ksuba when he's not in any way guilty or responsible for the divorce? Here, the Mishnah is dealing with the Sugya of Kiddushin, and whether or not the Kiddushin are valid. She needs a get. If she goes ahead and receives Kiddushin from a second person, would she need a get from not only the first but even the second? Maybe the first is only a get mitzad suffik, and therefore she's suffik eshes ish. Now in the sugya backing suvis that we mentioned before on daf ayin beis, there is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about a man who's Mekadish a woman on condition that she has no Nidarim. That was the Kiddushin. And then, shall we say, a year later, he takes her into the Chuppah. He consummates the marriage. And then, without repeating the condition at the time of Nisuin, he has a relationship with her and she has, it turns out that she has Nidarim. So Shmuel says that, look, the Kiddushin were not valid. He made an explicit Tanai that she shouldn't have Nidarim, and she has Nidarim. There was no Kiyumat Tanai. and therefore she doesn't need a get. She's free to marry anyone she wants. Rav says, on the other hand, that we have a principle called, as Abai explains it, Ein Adam Osa Bilaso Bilus Nus, that if a man has Be'ila, he doesn't want it to be a Bilus Nus. And therefore Rav insists that since he consummated the marriage at the time of the Nisuin, we have to assume that since he didn't repeat the Tanai, he's mochel the Tanai. He's no longer makpin on the Tanai. And therefore, he actually indicated and shall we say, demonstrated that the Tanai is no longer valid in his mind. He waives the Tanai, he nullifies it. And therefore, she needs a get. However, Rav agrees that in the case of this get, since the Tanai in his original Kiddushin was not fulfilled, therefore he's allowed to divorce her without paying the ksuba. The Gemara there explains that according to Shmuel, the Mishnah in our Reisha is going to deal with the case of a man who's Makadish and Isha al Menashe Einloch. She has Nedarim. In this case, she's not Mekudeshes Klal, even if at the time of the Nisuin it was Kansa Stam, and he didn't specify again repeating the Tanai. And Shmuel is of the opinion that Adam Osa Bilaso Bilasnus. However, the Sefer of the Mishnah is a case of Kansa Stam, and we're talking about a man who is Mekadish and Isha without a Tanai, and then it turns out that she has Nedarim. In such a case, is Teitze beget? He definitely needs to give a get. There was no Tanai at the time of the Kiddushin that was explicit, but he doesn't have to pay the Ksuba. Now, the difference between the get and the ksuba is explained in the Gemara in two different ways. One way the Gemara says is that since Meikar Adin, she doesn't need a get because he doesn't want to be Mekadish her if she's a Nadranit, if she's a person with Nidarim, takes Nidarim, but Midrabanan, she needs a get. That's one explanation. Again, we're talking about the Seifa, which was a case of Kansa Stam. However, the get in the Seif of Kansa Stam means that she needs a get Minarabon. The Gemara offers a second explanation and says that when I said Kansa Stam, I just want to make it absolutely clear, because I'm not sure if I was clear, that at the time of the Kiddushin, he made absolutely no condition whatsoever. If that be the case, then Shmuel's Suffolk in the Sefer, no, it's the Suffolk according to Shmuel in the Sefer, is because, you know, we don't know to what extent a person, when he marries a woman, is makpid that she shouldn't have Nidarim, that she's not a woman who takes vows and takes pledges. So since we don't know back and forth, we're vastly, she needs a get Midrabbana. Again, Mikra, then we assume that he doesn't want to marry a woman who's a Nadranit. But you know what? The Rabbanan said that's not crystal clear, he didn't make it tonight, and therefore she needs a get. Then the Gemara offers a second possibility. The Gemara says that she needs a get because of a serious chumrah. We're not dealing with a drabonah, but rather Shmuel thinks that a man might be okay with marrying a woman who's a nadron. It's not like the first pshat where we said that a man doesn't want to marry a nadron. It's drabonah required a get from Desbegin because somebody might think that she is married. But Shmuel is of the opinion in the second approach that, you know what, there's a possibility that he doesn't mind living with a woman who's an Adranit, and if she needs a get l'chumra mitzad safe. However, as far as Ksuba is concerned, in this safek, the Baal is the muksa, kamotzi mechavel of araya, and she has to prove that he was okay with the fact that she is a Nadranit. Till she proves such, which I don't know exactly how she'll do that, he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. According to Rav, on the other hand, the Reish of the Mishnah is talking about a case where he explicitly made a condition that he doesn't want a woman with Nidarim. He revealed, therefore, that he doesn't want Nidarim, and therefore there's no need for a get. Why? Because there was no Be'ilah. This was before Chuppah. The Sefer of the Mishnah, on the other hand, we can explain in two different ways. One way is to say that in the Sefer, as a continuation of the Reisha, a man was Mekadesh and Ish on Tanai, Shein Adarim, but then Konsastam, meaning at the time of the Nisuin, when he consummated the marriage and had a relationship with her, he didn't repeat his Tanai, is therefore she goes out with a get, Shalobik Suva, because he was Boel L'shem Kiddushin. In other words, she needs a get because now the assumption is that his Be'ilu was L'shem Kiddushin. In other words, the original Kiddushin maybe was Al Tanai, but now he had Be'ilu with or without a Tanai, and therefore the Be'ilu waives the Tanai. Then you have to ask yourself the question, well, if the Be'ilu waives the Tanai, then he should have to pay the Ksuba as well. So the answer is, there's not a total mechila al Tanai. It's a partial mechila al Tanai. He's willing to marry her because Eino the Moser Bilosus Nus obviously wants to marry her. But nevertheless, you know what? He definitely indicated that he's not excited about a Tanai. And therefore, he's not considered totally responsible for the breakup of this marriage, and he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. The Gemara offers a second explanation that let's explain the Sefer of the Mishnah even according to Rav the way Shmuel explained it. We're talking about a person who married a woman without Nidarim, without making a Tanai. It turns out she has Nidarim and she needs a get, but she doesn't collect her ksuba. So now we're on the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and we're going to read the Gemara. We're going to read the Mishnah. Sorry. Hamakadesh es ha'isha almenas she'en oleha nedarim. Now, we have to talk a little bit here about what kind of nedarim, and that's again back in the Gemara in Ksubis, what kind of nedarim did the Mekadesh have in mind in his Tanai? He doesn't want nedarim. And the Gemara in Ksubis quotes Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, that we're talking about what's called Shalot Ochal Basa, Shalot Tishte Yayin, Shalot Tiskashet Bibigdei Tzivonim. These are all what we call Nidarim of Inui Nefesh. She's really denying herself the pleasures of life. Rav Pop over there says that this refers to perhaps the Sefer, and the Gemara quotes an opinion of Rav Ashi against Rav Papa. Let's go through the two opinions. According to Rav Papa, this halacha that's got to be inui nefesh, that's referring to the Sefer of the Mishnah, where a man did not make a Tanai. And then we have to figure out, well, what does your average person care about? What is he makpid about? And we say he's only makpid about nidrei inui nefesh. However, in the ratio where the person made an explicit Tanai, he's Mekadesh Almanah, Shein Lech Alein Adarim, Shein Alein Adarim, then he's Makpin on any nether, even if it's not Inui Nefesh. It's not a case where she's denying herself some of the pleasures of life. She took a nether that she'll eat cabbage, I don't know. Rav Ashi, on the other hand, says that even in the case where he made an explicit Tanai in the Reisha, nevertheless, what he had in mind was Nidrei Inui Nefesh. That's what he's makpid about. Now our Mishnah continues and says, Kansa Stam, the Nimtzu Aleha Nidarim, Teitze Shalo B'Ksuba. If a person doesn't make any Tanai, then In such a case, she will require a get. Right? It says, Teitze Shalobik Suba. And what it means is that the Kedushin Achal, she'll need a get if she wants to marry someone else. And the halacha is that he can give her the get without paying the ksuba. He could claim, you know what, this is not the woman I want. So again, there's one tos and chisaron das that's mafkir the kedushin completely. There's another kind of, if you will, tos, which is considered where he got, you know, second rate material. You know, the goods are not what he bargained for, but that's not of course a das, and that's a separate halacha in hefsek ksuba that al menas to pay the ksuba, that far we don't go. Now we get to the second half of the Mishnah. And here the Mishnah gives a different case. We're no longer talking about Tanai in Nedarim. We're talking now about Tanai in Mumin. Amenashe ein oleha Mumin, v'nimtzu ba Mumin, eino mekudeshes. He made a Tanai that she shouldn't have any physical blemishes. And the Gemara explains in Ksubas that a man is mekadesh amenashe ein oleha Nedarim, and it turns out that she has Nedarim. And then if she goes in and she was mater her nedarim, she's mekudeshes, because a chacham is oker nedil l'mafrei, and therefore at the time of the kedushin she didn't have nedarim. However, let's say a man is mekadesh nisha al menashe ein lo ein ba mumin, she does have mumin, but she goes to a medical procedure and the rofim are able to remove or cure her of those mumin, then she's not mekudeshes, because the rofe doesn't change anything l'mafreya, retroactive. At the time of the kedushin, in fact, she did have mumin, and therefore there was no kiyumat tanai. Kansa stam. Again, what exactly constitutes a mum is going to be a sugya. You'll see the end of the mission in just a minute. Kansa stam v'nimtzu ba mumin. He didn't specify anything at the time of the kedushin, and now it turns out she has mumin. Is teitzei shelo b'ksuba, meaning even though he didn't make the explicit tanai, nevertheless we assume he doesn't want to marry a balas mum. And in such a case, the kedushin are not valid. And yet, here, it doesn't say Eino mekudeshes, like it says in the case of almanas she'ein oleha mumin, but rather it says teitze. The use of the word teitze in the mission is indicative of the fact that she needs a get. However, he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. In other words, he's not happy. Again, it's not afkaz das. That means that the kedusha were kedushay toes, and she doesn't need a get. The kedusha are valid. However, in Dini Ksuba, he has a right to say, you know what, this is not what I bargained for, and it's Allah of Hefsei Ksuba. That's the way the Rabbanan established Ksuba. Then the Mishnah says, what constitutes a mum? Kol ha-mumin ha-poslim b'kohanim poslim b'noshim. Okay, so here we're talking about a Kohen who has a physical blemish, and he is a Baal mum. And he's possible for kahuna. And if that mum is so significant that it passels him as a kohen, then that mum would also qualify and constitute a mum to undermine the kiddush. So we're talking about avodas kohen god in the Beis HaMikdash, and in the seventh parak of Masechta Bechoros, there's a long list enumerated of which mumin are poslim lavodas hakohen b'kuhuna. There are other mumin that are not as significant, not as profound, and they would not passel the kohen, and therefore, by process of analogy, our Mishnah says they would not undermine the das of the mekadesh and constitute a bitul atnai to invalidate the kedusha. Now, again, what would be if a man would say to a woman, Al Menashe Ein Aleha Shum Mum, he went out of his way, then he would seem to be indicating that even if she has Shar Mumin, meaning Mumin that aren't Posel Lakuna, nevertheless he doesn't want the Kiddushin. But here there's a Chiddush here in the Tosfos Riyazokin, you'll see the Ramasel Shekol. He says that if a man is Mekadesh an Ish Al Menashe Ein Aleha Shum Mum, and then she has Shar Mumin, he says she is Mekudesh. And that's a Chiddush which has to be out. The Gemara now says, Utna nami gabi ksuvis ki hai gavna. Similar to what we discussed before, that there's a parallel Mishnah in Ksuba, this is Masechet Ksuvos Ayin Beis. Why do we need our Mishnah? It's sort of a repeat performance. His Gemara says, Hach, a Kiddushin itztrich lei. Here we have to tell you a Chiddush in Kiddushin. And Vitana Ksuvos Otu Kiddushin. The Mishnah mentions Ksuba here, but that's just by the by, that's not really the primary subject of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is dealing with Kiddushin. Hasam, Ksuba Zitzrich Lei. There, the subject of the Mishnah is Ksuba. Does he pay the Ksuba? Does he not? Utana Kiddushin, Otu Ksubas. And Kiddushin was mentioned sort of as a secondary Chiddush or relevance of the discussion of the Tanai, of Nedarim and the Tanai of Mumin. And that's called Agav. Okay. Now we have another Mishnah here on Daf Nun Omer Aleph that deals with the case of a man who's Mekadesh and Isha, and for some reason the Kiddushin is invalid. Whatever the cases will be, we'll have various scenarios. After the Kiddushin, which was invalid, as we said before, he sends her gifts. That's called Sivlonos. And we have to analyze what he had in mind with these gifts. I mean, if the Kiddushin is invalid, why is he sending her gifts? Obviously, he thinks he's married to her, and that's why he's sending her gifts. So it says the following, HaMekadesh Shtei Noshim B'Shava Pruta. He gives one pruta to two women. Okay, now obviously, each woman is getting a Pachas B'Shava Pruta, so that's not going to be valid. Oh, here's the second case. Isha achas bepochos mishava pruta. He gives one woman less than a pruta. We're going to see in the sugya why the Mishnah has to tell me both cases. So again, what's common to both cases is that he was Mekadesh and Isha with less than a pruta. And therefore the Kiddushin is invalid. Says the Mishnah, afal pisha sholach sivlonos. He sends her gifts, li'acha mikan, after these Kiddushin. Okay. And now we're going on to Daf Nun Amud Beis. Is Eino Mekudeshes? We don't assume that this matana that he's giving her is Kesef Kiddushin, and therefore she doesn't need a get. We don't say, well, you know what? He was aware of the fact that his Kiddushin from the get go were invalid. He gave less than the Shavu Pruta, therefore now he wants to be Mekadesha. But rather, what we say is she machmas kiddushin arishonim shalach, that he, in his mind, somehow convinced himself mistakenly that the kiddushin were valid, and therefore he was sending her gifts. A man marries a woman; he sends gifts to his wife. Especially again in those days when Kiddushin and Nesu were separated by 12 months, is during that period he sends a gift, but it's not gifts that are sent for the purpose of Kiddushin. V'chein, the Mishnah gives us another scenario now where the Kiddushin were invalid. Katan, Shekidesh, a man marries a woman before his bar mitzvah. Obviously he doesn't have das, Cheresholt v'katan labanei deyaninu. And then, you know what? He becomes bar mitzvah and he sends her gifts. So we don't say that he understood, he chapter rein, that the original Kiddushin were invalid, and therefore he's sending her gifts now after his bar mitzvah as Kiddushin, but rather we assume that in his mind, hey, the Kiddushin are valid, and now he's sending her gifts. The Tosfos Rav Akiva on the Mishnayos goes into an analysis here as to why the Mishnah separates them into two. The first case is of Pachas B'Shava Pruta, the second case of a katan who was Mekadesh. And he points out that in the case of a man who is Mekadesh with a Pachas Mishava Pruta, maybe we would think that, you know what, there's a Chashash Kedushei Sofek. You know, maybe this Chafetz might be worth something in Madai. You know, there it is worth a Shava Pruta. In Kedushei Katan, there's no Chalos Kedushin at all. And therefore the Mishnah wanted to separate that as a separate category. Now the sugya analyzes why the Mishnah feels compelled to bring three different scenarios where the kedushin is not valid with tzricha. The yashmin in shava pruta, if we have the case where a man is mekadesh, two women with a pruta, is Aidi de Kanofik Mamona Mine Toy. He himself is shelling out a full pruta, even though neither of these two women received the pruta. That's from the recipient end, but as far as the giver is concerned, he shelled out, he took out of his pocket a full pruta. So he thinks, you know what, that when the Chachamim taught him in Kedushin that he needs to give a pruta, he thought it has to come from his bank account, the pruta's worth. And it matters not whether he's Mekadesh one woman or two women. And therefore, we would assume that the Sivlonis that he sends subsequently are only L'shem Matana. That's why he's convinced himself, as the Mishnah says, Machmas Kedush Rishonim Shalach. The Kedush Rishonim are valid in his mind. Aval Pachos Bishav Pruta. If all he took out of his bank account was less than a pruta, Ema, we might have suggested, without the second case in the Mishnah, Yodea, a person knows, this is so elementary, so basic, She'en Kedushin Tofes in the Pachos Bishav Pruta. V'chi Kamishadir Sivlonos Adai to the Kedushin Kamishadir. When he sent her gifts, he meant to now be Mekadesh. He knew the first round, the first attempt was aborted, was unsuccessful. And now the Mishnah wants to tell you, you know what, a man could make a mistake even on something so basic and convince himself that you could be Mekadesh and Isha with a Pachos Mishava Pruta. The Ramban here is not a happy camper. He says, how could you say that a person could make a mistake and think that you can give an Isha less than a Pachos Mishava Pruta? If you take a look in Ksubas Adaf Ayin Gimel Beis, the Gemara says, "Adam Mekadesh Isha v'Pachos Mishav Pruta Lachmi Kan Baal." Is then Tzricha Osa Isha Get Me Menem Yachash Adam Yodea Shein Kedushin Tovs v'Pachos Mishav. The Gemara assumes there in Kesubis that certainly a man knows that there's no such thing as Tfisas, a valid Kedushin with less than a Pruta, and therefore when he had Be'il afterwards, he had Be'il Shein Kedushin. So the question is, how do we reconcile the premise of the Sugya Kesubis with the premise of the Mishnah here and the Sugya here in Masechta Kedushin? And the Ramban says, "Ein kavanas haGemara she'adam yodea bebirur she'ein kedushin." The Gemara is talking about a suffix that perhaps he knew that his kedushin were invalid, and therefore his be'ila was to replace the original kedushin of Pachos Mishava Pruta. And therefore, misafek, we're going to require a get and assume that the kedusha was valid through kedusha be'il. However, that's not a steer to our sugya here, because we could say that just like he wasn't choshesh and tam kedusha mekadesh with the pruta, he wasn't choshesh now to send her sivlonos. In other words, he didn't think that he has to be Mekadesh by sending us Siflona. So in the case of Be'ila, we're assuming ain't on the most of he lost the Be'ila's news, a person is makpid on his Be'ila, that it shouldn't be L'shem's news. And therefore he doesn't want to get involved in Sfeikus. He has a Gemira's Das that if the Kedushin were not Chal with a Pachos Mishav Pruta, let the Be'ila serve as the Kedushin to replace the Pachos Mishav Pruta. So you can see through his be'ila that he's very concerned about it. But here, in our case, in our discussion, we're not assuming that, you know what, he's sending Sivlonos just in case. You know, in the case of Be'ilo, he might have in mind L'shem Kedusha just in case, because what's at stake here is that Be'ilo knows that he wants to avoid at all costs. But in the case of Sivlonos, we're not assuming that the Sivlonos are coming here to replace the Kedusha. And again, what the Ramban is pointing out here, which I think is critical for our sugya, you know, without going into all the nuances of the Ramban, is that our discussion here in the Mishnah about a man who's Makadish and Isha with a Pachas Mishav Pruta, and then subsequently sends us Sivlonos, that discussion is limited to Sivlonos. You know, so we shouldn't expand that to a case where he had Be'ila afterwards. You know, that already adds another dimension to this issue, that maybe we're compelled to assume that he is being boiled with shame condition just in case. And that would reconcile our sugi with Ksubis. But here we're not talking about Be'ila. Okay, let's go on. Ve'i Ashminin. Oh, just 1 second, let's just see if we finish this. Aval Pox of Shava Pruta, Ema Yodesh and Kiddush Tos Pavos Pruta, Kikom Shah Sivlon, that thing is fine. Okay, so again, in the case where he doesn't send he doesn't spend, from his bank account a full Pruta, there we might have had a serious Havamin to say that he's now sending Sivlonos to replace the original Kiddush. Okay, so that we've already discussed. The Iyashmin and Hani Tarti, if we had the Chiddush in the first two cases and we didn't have the case of Katan, is Mishum Debain Pruta L'Pox P'shav Tu Lo Kim Lehu Le'inshi, perhaps a person can make a mistake about this fundamental requirement of a Pruta. And therefore, maybe he's sending Sivlonos just as gifts and nothing more. That's the point of the mission. Aval Katan Shekidesh, if he married her when he was still less than bar mitzvah, Kol Yodim She'en Kedushei Katan Klum. That was a simple premise. That's so basic that everybody knows about it. Is Emo Ki Kam Mishader Sivlonos Adaita De Kedushin Kam Mishader. Certainly, we should assume that he's sending Sivlonos for the purpose of Kiddushin, again, now that he's a Gadol, is Kamash Malon. The Mishnah wants to say that, you know what? There are people make a mistake, even with regard to this basic requirement that you need a Gadol in order to be Mekadesh. And therefore, he's convinced that the Kiddushin that he was Mekadesh as a Kadon is valid. And again, he's sending Sivlonos not L'shem Kedushin, but L'shem Matan. The Ritva here raises a very, very obvious question. I mean, you want to tell me that a person doesn't know about the status of Kedushei Katan, that it's totally meaningless? Wait a minute. The Halachin Kol HaTarku is a universal requirement for any action, for any chalos, that only a gadol could generate an action. We don't validate his kinyonim, we don't validate anything on the part of a gadol. So he says, you know what? Really, he knows that the kedushin are not chal when he's a katan, but he thinks that after he became a gadol, then the kedushin become valid. This is a gewaldige chiddush of the Ritva. In his mind, not that he convinces himself that the Maisa Kedushin that he implemented as a Katan is valid, but rather he assumes that after he became a Gadol, then at that point his Kedushin are valid. Kashanasa Gadol is Gadlu Af Kedushin Imo. Interesting phrase of the Ritva, that the Kedushin mature, so to speak, together with him. And he's convinced that he doesn't need another Maisa Kedushin. And therefore, when he sends her a Sivlonos, it's only gifts, and the sivlonos are not to be defined as a substitute for a maisa, for a maisa kiddush. Okay, itmar. Now we want to see the next piece in the sugya, which once we've clarified in the Mishnah that we don't suspect the possibility that a man sends sivlonos after kiddushin as a substitute for kiddushin, but rather we assume they are sivlonos, is the Gemara now gives a similar discussion. Rav Huna Amar Choshishin l'sivlonos, v'chein Amar Rabba Choshishin l'sivlonos. How is this different from our Mishnah? In the Mishnah we said that there was no chashash of sivlonos, that the sivlonos were the purpose of kiddushin. Yet here we're seeing Rav Huna and Rabba saying that we are choshishin l'sivlonos. And the word choshishin here is of great significance. And we're talking about where there were shiduchim, and we've mentioned in the past in a few dapim that we did here of recent history that when there is shiduchim, there's more of an umdana or reason to assume circumstantially that he has in mind to be makarisha, because they're already engaged, so to speak. They've already committed themselves to getting married. So Rav Huna and Rabba says that after already engagement, now he's sending sivlonos. You know what? Let's be choshesh that these are sivlonos l'shem kiddushin. What does choshesh mean? As I said before, emphasize the word chayshinon. It means mitzad safek, we're going to require a get. And the significance of the word choshishin, which means mitzad safek, is that now if she receives kedushin from a second person, the second Mekadesh, before she received a get from the first Mekadesh, the one to whom she was Meshudeches, then she'll need a get from the second Mekadesh as well. Perhaps the first kedushin were not valid because the sivlonos were purely gifts and they were not given l'shem kedushin. Now, if a person sends gifts to a woman who's a pnuya and she's not a Meshudeches lo, that even if he would send those gifts in front of two Eidim, there's no chashash kedushin. This is what the Ran here points out. And this is very relevant. L'halacha l'maisi, I have all sorts of cases of men sending gifts to women and whether or not we should be choshish for kedushin. That's not a chashash kedushin. We have to emphasize that this discussion about Rav Huna and Rabba is limited to a case of a mishudeches, where they've already committed themselves to marry each other. Now again, we always speak about intellectual honesty in the Talmud. Here's another case of that sort, another expression. Amar Rabba umosvinen ashmaitin. And even though I am committed to assuming that maybe the sivlonos will shame kiddushin and therefore require you get at least mitzad safek, I have to admit that the Mishnah here is a lechora at the face of it is a contradiction to what I said. Because the Mishnah assumes that if a man marries a woman with less than a shava pruta, is afal pishes sholach sivlonos lachem kan einem kudeshes. We don't assume that maybe perhaps the sivlonos is a substitute kedushin, and his kavana was to send the sivlonos b'toras kedushin. No, we assume it was sent as a matana, and therefore, lechora at face value, I should have made an analogy and said even if she's a mishudeches, he's sending her sivlonos as a matana. The Mishnah says sivlonos are sent as a matana per se and nothing beyond. So why in the case of mishudeches should I require a get? Oh, Amale Abaye, Sabaye himself is going to defend Rabba from the onslaught of our Mishnah. And there, and he's going to say Shemachmas Kiriktoni Tana Hasam Kiriktoni Taima. The Mishnah itself spells out exactly why Shemachmas Kiddushin Rishonim Sholach, that there was a Maisa Kiddushin. Again, it was Pachs Mishav Pruta, but in his mind, he mistakenly assumed that that was valid. and therefore his intention now is to send gifts, and that's it. But if a man is meshudach with a woman, and he hasn't yet implemented a maisa kedushin, there in such a case we really have to worry about the fact that now he wants to marry her. He's indicated the fact that he's committed to marry her. He has not implemented any sort of quasi or what might look like a maisa kedushin, and we would assume that mistakenly thought was valid, and therefore let's assume, at least mitzad safek, that he's sending her now sivlonos for the purpose of kedushin. Ikud the Amri Omar Rabba. Now the Gemara quotes a second opinion, a second lishna of what exactly Rabba said. Minah aminolei. In other words, it wasn't Rabba quoting our Mishnah as a kasha, as we said before, as a counter proof, as a contradiction, and it was intellectual honesty. But rather, Rabba was quoting our Mishnah as a source to prove his position. Kiniktani time, the Mishnah went out of its way to explain why we're not choshev kedusha shemachmas kedusha rishonim shalach. Because there was a maisa kedushin, and therefore these sivlonos are assumed to be matanos. Halcha, but here, who did toy? Therefore halcha in the Mishnah, dafka. And in the Mishnah, dafka, we assume that the sivlonos are nothing more significant or serious than sivlonos. Why? Who did toy? Because he mistakenly thought that his original kedushin was habi alma, in a case where a man was not mekadesh anisha, havi kedushin, we have the possibility we should be choshish that maybe the sivlonos are being given as first round kedushin. Vabaye lomi boikom. Abai thought that there's no proof from our Mishnah to support Rabba, according to the second Lishnah, the second version or presentation of this discussion of Rabba and Abai. And how do you interpret our Mishnah? The Mishnah should be interpreted as a lomi boy, what we call ein tzarich lomar. And that's a principle that's very often used by the Gemara to interpret a Mishnah. Lomi boy be alma, in a case where he didn't even implement any sort of kedushin lo nachis l'toras kedushin klal, and therefore, if he didn't even make an attempt yet to do kedushin, we're not gonna entertain the possibility that now he's sending us sivlonos for kedushin. Elafilu hocha, and that's against Rava, right? Elafilu hocha, the mission wants to say that, you know what, I have an additional chiddush. That the nachis l'toras kedushin, he's already made an attempt at being mekadesha. We know that he gave her kedushin. He said so explicitly, "Arei mekudeshes li be whatever he gave her, which was worth less than a pruto." His ema hava kedushin. Here, the Mishnah thought, you know what? If he's already indicated through his actions that he's making an attempt for kedushin, maybe he knows that the first kedushin, the first attempt was unsuccessful, and therefore he wants to be a kaddisha now with these matonas. Kamash malon, the Mishnah wants to teach us, you know what? No. He was mistakenly convinced that the kedushin rishonim wachal, and therefore he has no intention to be a kaddisha now. That would be pointless. He's just sending her gifts. So let's just review what how Abaye and Rabba are respectively reading the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Machmas Kedushin Rishonim Shalach, Rabba is saying that the Mishnah went out of its way to say that when there was Kedushin, in other words, a quasi Maisa Kedushin attempt on his behalf, then and only then do we assume that the Sivlonos are certainly nothing more than gifts, and that's what it is, and he mistakenly thought. But if he didn't do a kedushin at all, and he gave, and he sent gifts to his mishudeches, then we should be choshish kedushin. Comes along Abaye, and he says, no, The Mishnah wanted to tell you that certainly in the case, I don't even have to, it's upgrade, as we say in Yeshiva, I don't even have to bother telling you that if he didn't try, he didn't make an attempt at sending Kiddushin, the Kiddushin is certainly not, the Sivlonos is certainly not Kiddushin. He never indicated that these Sivlonos are Lashem Kiddushin. Mashenkin, in our case where he's made an attempt for Kiddushin clearly, explicitly, then we might think, you know what, he found out or he finally figured it all out that it was not a valid Kiddushin, etc. Therefore he sends her not Sivonos but Kesef Kiddushin. My Hava Allah, how do we paskin in this case? Are we Choshesh Lif Sivonos in the case of Mishudeches? Omar Rav Popo the Asur the Mekadshi Vahodar Misable Cheshinon. Rabbi says it all depends upon the Minig HaMakom, the local custom. If the local custom is that after a man is Mekadish in Isha, he sends her Siflonos, and this man was not Mekadish at all, is Cheshinon, then we say like Rabbi, and like Rav Huna that we discussed earlier, that we have to be Choshesh, maybe this is first Kiddushin. But if the Makom, the Minig HaMakom is Misable V'Hadar Mekadshe, that you send gifts to a woman before Kiddushin, is Lo Chayshinon, then we have to assume, and there's no reason to assume otherwise, that the gifts are gifts, period. And there's no requirement of get, there's no din of suffek kiddushin. That's the way Rav Papa has it. And he says it all depends on the minhag. I would assume, again I have no raya for this, that the various minhagim here reflect different levels of tznius, you know, they're different societies, you know. What they did in Hungary, they didn't do in Germany, and vice versa. So therefore, you know, if it's a makom where Jews are very, very careful about tznius, you don't send gifts to a woman even though you intend to marry her. That's not mekubal. You know, you send gifts after you married her, not during the shidduchim state, but after the kiddushin state. And that's called mekadshei v'hoder misavle. There were those places that were, you know, a little bit more laid back about it, you know, I don't want to say romantic, but they accepted the possibility of sending gifts even before the Kiddushin during the state of Shidduchim. And the nafkamina would be, if it's such a case where you say, you know, where it's accepted behavior, it's not considered a princess gather, you know, to send gifts to a Mishudechas, then we have no reason to ever be choshesh that the Sevlonos are sent for Kiddushin. If, on the other hand, you know, it's an absolute no-no in that place to send a Mishudechas gifts, you'll take a look in Orach Chaim in Hilchos Purim, you know, there's a whole discussion there about an engaged couple, and he wants to send Mishloach Monos to his fiancée, whether or not we should allow such a thing, because, you know, if the Minig HaMakom would be that Mekadshei v'hoder misavle, so then we might think that, well, the very fact that he's sending her gifts must mean that she's already a mekudesh. So we want to avoid those kind of situations. The Gemara asks the question now, Mekadshei v'hoder misavle pshita, if the minig is that you only send gifts after Kiddushin, then for sure it's a dover poshet that if he sends gifts tchila, that we have to be choshish, maybe he's sending him the kiddushin. Why did I need Rav Papa to tell me such a chiddush? What's the kamash one here? Lo tzricha deruba mekadshei v'hoda misavle umiuta misavle v'hoda mekadshei. What about the following situation? There's no absolute 100% minute. If you take a census, most people will not send Sivlonos in that place without first Kiddushin. But you know what? There are people who would send gifts and then be Mekadesh and then be Mekadesh subsequently. So even though she's only a Meshudechas, they do allow, you know, the more liberal way to, this is the Miut again, so to send gifts to Meshudechas. So again, most people in that area, in that location, would only send gifts after Kiddushin. But since there's a Miut, we should be worried about the possibility that this particular individual that we're dealing with is a member of the Miut. And since again in this Miut case they do send gifts to a Mishudeches, and if that be the case, we should say about him that this man is sending gifts tchila, and therefore we shouldn't even be choshesh for kedushin, because again, you know, it's fair to assume if he's part of the miut that he's sending our gifts before kedushin. It's acceptable in amongst that miut population that you send gifts even without kedushin. And therefore we assume that his sivlonos are simply sivlonos, the matonas, and nothing else. There's no kedushin. Kamash malon, that's what Rav Papa wants to tell us, that, you know what, in all likelihood this person is knowing the minig of the rov, and according to the minig of the rov, you don't just send gifts to Meshudeches. That's unacceptable. That's preachers get there. And therefore we certainly have to be choshesh that maybe with these sivlonos, he was Makadishar. And that's the chiddush of Rav Papa, that we assume that he belongs to the rov. And in again, as such, it's unacceptable to send sivlonos before kedushin, and therefore it must be that the sivlonos was sent for the purpose of kedushin. Now, this is a very strange gemara, because the havamida that we could be makil based on a miut. I mean, where do we find such a thing? But the answer is, as Tosis points out, that there's a halacha of chayshinon lemiuta, and Tosis assumes that we do find chayshinon lemiuta lahakel in other sugyas, but the Baal Amor here in this sugya is not happy with that. To say chayshinon lemiuta lahakel and not require a get, because he's sending sivlonos because it's acceptable to send sivlonos as gifts for romantic purposes before kedushin, and therefore to be mater a suffocatious ish. So therefore the Baal Amor assumes that it's not just chayshinu lemiyuta, but we have to add here, and this is fundamental to the sugi, what's called a cheskas pnuya. You know, until a woman is known to be mekudeshes, the chazak of the premise is that she is a pnuya. You know, you want to start wondering, maybe she's an Eishes Ish. The burden of proof is on you, and then the lack of that proof, and the absence of that proof, we assume she's a pnuya. Therefore, the Gemara says, let's be mitzarif the miut in order to protect or preserve and maintain the chazaka that she's a pnuya. And certainly, he didn't have kavanah l'shem kiddushin, because it's acceptable in that miut population of the city to send sivlonos as an absolute gift for, as we called it, romantic purposes before kiddush. That's the Baal Amor, and again, this belongs to a more deep sugya of chayshin miyuta and smoke miyuta lechazak. The Gemara now gives another example of suffic kiddushin. Boy minei Rav Acha bar Rav Huna mirova. Rav Acha asked Rova the following question: Huchzak shtark suva b'shuk mal. What happens if Adim see and testify to the fact they saw a shtark suva? Somebody's holding a shtark suva, and the woman's name in the ksuba is, we'll call her Rachel. Should we derive the conclusion from the fact that there's already a valid ksuba that certainly she was mekudeshes? Obviously, a ksuba is given to a woman that's already received kiddushin, she's already married. Amalei v'chi mipnei shemachzik shtar ksuba v'shuk Nachzik bo zu ke'eshes ish. Rava's response, I'm sorry, got that right. Rava's response was, okay, fine, we find the ksuba, but that's not a reason to assume that a woman is an eshes ish. Maybe he prepared the shtar kiddushin for the future, but there's no testimony, there's no obvious assumption here of kiddushin. My havi Allah, and the Gemara says, how should we paskin la halacha? Amar of Ashi be asa the mekadshi v'hoder kasvi ksuba chayshina. Again, it depends on the midigam makom. In some places, they allow the writing of. I'm sorry. In some cases, they would not even dream of a ksuba unless there was kiddushin. Is therefore we have to worry about this woman that if there's a shtar ksuba and it's a valid shtar, we must assume that there were prior kiddushin. Well, but now what about a different place? In a place where kasve v'hadar mekadshi, some places they allow writing a ksuba first, even before kiddushin, just to be prepared. Is lo chayshino? There's no chashash kiddushin. You can't take a woman out of a cheskes pnuy, as we discussed earlier in the name of the Baal Amor, based on the fact that we assume, well, there must have been kiddushin. Why? Because there's a ksuba. No, it's quite common in that place. It's common practice and acceptable to write the ksuba without kiddushin. The Gemara asks the following question: Mekadshe v'hadar kasve? If they don't write a ksuba in that place, unless first there was kedushin, is pshita. It's absolutely simple that the assumption that we have to worry about the fact that she was already mikudeshes. Why do you have to tell me such a chiddush? Lo tzmicha, the Gemara says, the lo shchiach safra. Ah. What about a situation where a sofer who knows how to write a shtar? In those days, again, you didn't have it wasn't so easy to produce a shtar. You know, you had to hire somebody as a sofer. He was an expert scribe. And let's say, you know, till you get a sofer, he comes once a week, once a month into town. You know, he makes his rounds. Ismael de Tema Safra hu disrame. So again, even though we're talking about a place where you would not even consider the possibility of allowing a ksuba to be written before kedusha, but maybe they made the exception in the case where there was no safra to be found. See, now you found a safra. Oh, you beg him, please, let's take advantage of this unique opportunity, have him write the shtar ksuba. Well, because otherwise we won't be able to, we'll have to postpone the marriage for who knows how long till we get the sofa. So again, there was no kiddushin yet. And they wrote the shtar. And this would be similar to a situation of an asra de kasve v'hoda mekadshe, where they do write a shtar ksuba before kiddushin. Right now it's as if the midik changes because of the need, the pressing need to avail yourself of the expertise of the sofer who rarely shows up. And in such a case, there's no chashash kiddush, because they wrote the ksuba because of they taking advantage of the sofer. Is kamash malon. We don't assume so. We assume that the midik of this place is that first there's kiddushin and then there's ksuba. And therefore, if there is a ksuba, it must mean, or at least, again, it's enough of a must, so to speak, to puncture the cheskas pnuya, and therefore to require a get, lechoshesh, because again, you know, the fact that the sofer is not shchiach is not enough to remove the suffix from the circumstantial evidence here based on the ksuba, because again we're talking about a place where they really really object to writing a shtar ksuba before kiddusha. And now we get to the next Mishnah here on Daf Nunam in Peis. Hamakadish isha ubita o isha vachosa ka'achas. This is a very profound sugya. of kol she'eino bezecher zeh. What's going on over here? Man is mekadish two women at one moment simultaneously, and it's impossible for him to be married to both of them. So should we assume that he's married to one of them? We won't know which one of them, but there'll be a suffix kedush for each one. Or do we say no? And that's where the Mishnah wants to say, since he cannot be married to both of them, then his Maisa Kedushin, which was one single Maisa for two women, that we, again, in Chalosi, just there are two different Chaluyos, but in Maisa Kedushin is one single Maisa Kedushin, is therefore she's Eina Mekudeshes. Umaisa Bechamesh Nashim, Ubahen Shte Achios, there's a case where a man was Makadish five women as a group, and amongst them were two sisters. So at least vis-a-vis the two sisters, there's no possibility of creating a valid kedushin. Does that invalidate his entire maisa, even vis-a-vis the other three women? What was the case? V'liket adam echad kalkola shel te'enim shelahen. Oh, so the Mishnah wants to tell you another kiddush over here. Because again, at least as far as three of these women who are strangers to him, maybe the kedushin should be valid, but even if he takes te'enim, he takes a basket of figs, and these figs belong to these women. Now, you can't be Mekadesh Nisha with an object that belongs to the Mekudeshes, the Miskadeshes, I should say. He has to give her, the Mekadesh has to give her his own. Oh, but Vishel Shvi'is Hoysa. The Gemara is going to explain later on in Daf Nun Aleph that even though the te'enim, the figs, grew in the fields or the orchard that belonged to these women, but nevertheless, they have the status of hefker because of the year of Shvi'is, Zafkata. In other words, Shvi'is is considered hefker, and therefore he could take the te'enim, he the Mekadesh, and be zoche from hefker during the year of Shvi'is, and he can be Mekadesh. That's what the sugi is going to explain later on. The Omar Rekuchem Mekudesh Li Bekalkola Zu, and he states that he wants to Mekadesh all five women with this basket full of figs. Bekibla Achas Mehem Al Yedei Kulon. Thus, one of the women accepts the Teina, the Kalkola Shel Teinim, as a Shliach on behalf of all five. And the Chachamim said, Ein Achios Mekudoshos, that the Kiddushin, of course, are not Chal, as we said earlier, on the two sisters. But nevertheless, as far as the other three Zaros are concerned, the Kiddushin is Chal. Again, the Gemara later on is going to talk about what exactly was the lashon that he used. Did he say kulchem mekudeshesli? And in such a case, it's an all or nothing proposition. He doesn't want the kedusha to be chal on some of them and not the others. Or did he say to them, you know what, kol achas sheru'uyu lebia tikadishli, who's ever allowed to live with me, or any woman that I'm allowed to live with, she should be Mekudeshes. So therefore the Kiddushin are Chal on the three Zoros, even though they're not Chal on the Achyos. But if Liyatsuri would say Kulchem, then Enochinami, what he had in mind is it's a package deal, and he wants all or nothing. Well, the Gemara now says, Minani Mili, what's the basis for this assumption that ain't kedushin tosin v'shtei achios when he marries them both simultaneously? Omar Rami bar Chama, the Omar Kro based on the pasuk the isha el achosa lo sikach litzrar. In the parsha of Arayos in Kedoshim, it says that a man should not be married to his sister. HaTorah Omra Shebisha Shenasu Tzara Zulazu Lo Yehelo Likuchem. Ah, interesting. According to Roman Bar Choma, we're not operating with a Svar, we're operating with a Yalfusa. And this source in the Torah is coming to teach us that if he marries two sisters simultaneously with what might say Kedushin, Lo Yehelo Likuchem, the Kedushin are not valid, even with regard to one of them. The fact that he can't be Mekadesh one sister and then be Mekadesh the second, which invalidates the second Kiddush, that's because Ein Kiddush and Tosin V'chayve Krizus. The Chiddush of Lo Sikach Litzor, meaning this Lekicha, this one single Lekicha, to make two sisters Litzor, that to become Tzoros, is Lo Tikach. Lo Tikach means Lo Yehelo Lekuchin. The Kiddushin are not valid. Omele Rava. Rava turns to Rabbi Bar Chama and he says, Ihachi, if this be the case, is Hainu Dichsiv V'nichras HaNefashos HaOsos Mikerev Imam, Mikerev Amam. The Torah at the end of the parasha of Arayas there in Vayikra Yud Ches says, V'nichrasu HaNefashos HaOsos Mikerev Amam. That's the parasha of the punishments meted out for violating Isuri Arayos that are enumerated in the parasha. And it would seem that this pasuk is referring to all the cases that are enumerated, including the case of Shtei Achios, and even your case of Shtei Achios B'vas Achas, because again, that's how you're interpreting the psukim here in Perek Yud Ches. Kiddushin lo tafsi, but if you're talking about Shtei Achios B'vas Achas and no tvisis kiddushin, is karis mi machayev? How can the Torah then say therefore v'nichrusu anafashos ha'osos? Ela amar Rava. Rava says the source for Shtei Noshim B'vas Achas is a svara. It's not a pasuk. Krob Zecher, that when the Torah says Lo Tikach Litzor, that's because he was Mekadesh first one sister and then he was Mekadesh the second sister, and he cannot now be Mekadesh the second sister because she's a Chiyuv Kareis and Ein Kiddush Tosin B'Chayvei Krisu Masnisin. The reason for Mishnah is based on logic, on a Svara Kidarabba, like the Svara of Rabba. Diyama Rabba Kol She'eno Bazecher Zeh is Afilu Bivasachas Eino. Any situation where you can't effectuate a Chalos with A and then with B, Chalos A and then Chalos B, meaning the second Chalos is invalidated by the first Chalos, in such a case where he does A plus B, Bavas Achas is Eno, it's not Chal, there's no Chalos. And since it can't be Mekadesh the second sister after the first one, is therefore you cannot be Mekadesh of both of them together. It's invalid. Kol, She'eno, Bazecher, Zez, Afil, Bavas Achas, Eno. The very fact that this second chalos is antithetical to the first chalos means that if he tries to achieve both chalosim simultaneously with one mice, the mice itself is invalid. And here's our case of the Mishnah is our case of Rabba. It's a paradigm for Rabba that you cannot be Mekadesh two sisters Vasachas, because since he cannot be Mekadesh the second sister subsequent to the first, therefore neither Kiddushin is valid. And In the subsequent part of the sugya here, which is basically on Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, we're going to have an onslaught of kashas against Rava. So we'll just read the gufa here at the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Beis. Amar Rava Kol She'eno Bazecher Zafil Vasachas Eino Esve Abaye. And Abai is going to raise a question from a Tosefta in Demai about Amarbe B'Maser, and that Amir Tzishan will pick up in the next shiur.